We've been asking you to help us make a crowdsource list of books, movies, television shows, podcasts, anything that's helping you understand or escape this political moment. We're calling it the WNYC Culture Pack, and we've received lots of responses that we'll share with you all morning long. But first, with us now to discuss one ambitious book club in Brooklyn is WNYC Shumita Basu. Shumita, good morning.
Hey, morning, Richard.
So earlier this week, you told me that every single copy of George Orwell's 1984 had been checked out of the New York Public Library
yeah,
system.
That's right. And in my quest to confirm that fact, I came across a book club that's just launched at the Brooklyn Public Library. It's centered on the book 1984, and the plan is to host a different group of 20 people each month for the next 4 years. So I called up Nick Higgins. He's the library's director of outreach services. This whole reading group was his idea, and he said the January group, which just wrapped up, was pretty diverse. There was a 13-year-old there with his parents. There were people who marched for civil rights in the 60s, but they all shared this certain uncertainty for the future.
I was a little nervous that we wouldn't have a lot to talk about, but I was pleasantly surprised that I had to cut people off at around 9 o'clock when the library closed. I mean, the people really had a lot to talk about.
And Nick said as the group kept reading, they were able to really connect the dots between news and fiction.
Picking up the New York Times in the morning, it was sort of, it almost seemed like the articles that we were reading in the daily papers were lifted directly out of the work of fiction that we were reading together as a group.
And Nick says the best thing about reading socially is that it challenges you to really rethink your ideas around someone else's framework, and he thinks that's important right now.
Yeah, and you can really talk about it. So did Nick have anything to add to our culture pack?
Yes. So his group didn't just read 1984, by the way. They also read some essays by Howard Zinn about the power of the individual in politics and all kinds of things. So Nick said he's keeping an eye actually on our culture pack recommendations to shape future book discussions.
So we're still opening this up to more listener recommendations,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely. Please keep it coming. Tell us what books, TV, anything that you're digging into right now to better understand this political and cultural moment. So tweet using the hashtag #CulturePack or leave us a voicemail at 855-8-MY-WNYC. That's 855-869-9692. And I've been pulling everyone's recommendations into this great big list. So head to WNYC.org. You can check it out and add your own.
Okay. Shumita Basu, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.